I always like to tell a story about the Hebrides Islands on the far, far west of Scotland, where very primitive life goes on. And there was an old couple living on one of those islands, and the officials came and said, sorry, but you're going to have to move to the mainland because the island is being washed away, and your house won't stand up much longer. So they shifted them to a new house on the mainland. Well, when they got in there, the husband went upstairs to the bedroom, and for the first time in his life, he saw a mirror. He'd never seen one before. And he looked in it. He said, look, 'tis Feather. And he thought that was a very supernatural and weird thing. And so he took the mirror, thought his wife shouldn't see this magical thing. And he put it under the mattress of the bed. So went downstairs. But every so often he would creep up into the bedroom, pull the mirror out from the mattress and look and say, look, 'tis Feather. Put it back. And his wife started to get worried about this. Why was he always going upstairs and coming back looking kind of as if he'd swallowed a canary or something, you know, a little strange. So one day when he was out having whiskey at the local bar, she went upstairs. She started digging around. And at last, looking out of the mattress, she discovered the mirror. And she said, I knew it, I knew it. Look, 'tis another woman. And look, ain't she ugly? So, when you know, when you finally find out, you see, that the reflection in the mirror is you, and you know yourself, that act of self-consciousness, being aware of you as you, is the beginning of all technology.